Demonstrators have scheduled a peace rally for this weekend in Washington. Thousands of people are expected to express their opposition to U.S. military action in Afghanistan. Authorities in the nation's capital already were bracing for another protest against the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The World Bank and IMF canceled their meetings after the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In the days since the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, there have been aircraft carrier deployments, call-ups of reservists and National Guard troops, and much speculation about where and how U.S. military forces would retaliate. Parallel to the call to arms, peace activists have been slowly gearing up as well. On Saturday and Sunday, organizers expect thousands will gather in Washington for anti-war rallies and a march to the Capitol. The activists all say they were repulsed by the terrorist attacks, but say a military response by the U.S. will only perpetuate a cycle of violence. Maria Ramos is coordinator of the Washington Peace Center.
As a country, we're shocked, we're enraged, and we want to respond. We want to respond now, but we have to ask ourselves, do we really want to respond to the cruelty and to the insanity of this political violence with more blood in our hands?
Demonstration organizers say U.S. government policy bears some responsibility for the September 11th attacks. They cite everything from U.S. backing of the Contra rebels in Nicaragua to support for Israel as reasons why someone might want to attack the U.S. Grayland Hagler, a Washington minister, says it's not about blaming America first, as critics have charged.
When you find yourself into the midst of some trauma, it causes you to reflect, first of all, and to ask yourself a question of what did I do or what didn't I do to end up in this situation? Who have I offended, and what could I have done that was different? And it's not a matter of blaming oneself or blaming America first, but it's a matter of how do you get better?
Many of the groups involved in the weekend anti-war protests were also involved in the demonstrations against the IMF and World Bank. They say it's not a big leap from demonstrating for economic justice to protesting against war. Despite polls which show support for the president and for U.S. military action hovering around 90%, activists say they represent a significant minority. Brian Becker is co-director of the International Action Center, which is organizing Saturday's march.
We don't base ourselves on polls. We base ourselves on principles. And so the principles of peace, the principles against war and racism, the need to defend civil liberties, even by your own count, we represent more than 20 million people, and thousands of them will be there on Saturday.
Washington police had been expecting up to 100,000 demonstrators for the World Bank IMF meetings and planned to erect a 10-foot-tall chain-link fence around the White House and downtown Washington. Now, there will be no fence, and Executive Assistant Police Chief Terrence Gaynor says there will probably be more cops on the streets this weekend than protesters. He also says there could be some counter-demonstrations.
I hope the worst it is they're shouting at each other from each side of the street, and that they're respectful of their individual rights to have their particular perspective on what's going to go on and what has gone on.
The anti-war groups had hoped to have their rally in Lafayette Square across from the White House, but citing security reasons, officials have moved them further up Pennsylvania Avenue. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.